The President of the United States, Donald Trump, made an historic announcement on December 6, 2017, that upended decades of U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East.
Today, we finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. This is nothing more or less than a recognition of reality. It is also the right thing to do.
This sent a shockwave throughout the world and could have potentially damaging results for the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. But why is this city so important, and what, if anything, does this policy move actually change? We first need to look at the history of the city. Jerusalem is one of the oldest cities in the world and one that holds deep religious and cultural significance for many people. Jerusalem is home to the third holiest site in the Islamic faith, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, where the Prophet Muhammad allegedly ascended into heaven. In Judaism, it's home to the religion's holiest site where the Holy Temple once stood and the Western Wall still stands. And in Christianity, the city is where Jesus was crucified and allegedly resurrected. All of these sites are in a very small portion of Jerusalem called the Old City. The city has been conquered, destroyed, and rebuilt time after time throughout history, and is at the center of the decades-long Palestinian-Israeli conflict. After the 1948 Arab-Israeli War, an armistice was signed that divided the city in half. Israel controlled the west, and Jordan controlled the east. But in 1967, during the Six-Day War, Israel seized control of East Jerusalem and still occupies that territory. Today, the argument about who should control what parts of the city is still one of the most hotly contested issues in the peace negotiations. But what happens when one of the key mediators in the negotiations takes a step that seems to favor one side over the other? That brings us to the announcement by the Trump administration and why it matters.